Okay, we're in Kuf Chavches. Chavches. Toyin Shnosa Kapo Va'achika Cholach Lebeis Hakneses Acher. Umotza Tzivish Lehigiyu Lebirkus Kahanem Yochol Lises Kapo Pam Acheres. So the previous halacha in Sif Chav Zayin, we said that there is the Baal Toysif. If the Koyin is Moisif, Midaitei, additional brachas besides the three psukim. But now we say, but don't think there's a Baal Toysif if he does it a second time. He goes to another shul, he finds a tzibor, and they're about to be oil duchen. Yochalisas kapav hamacher. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Yochalisas kapav kinizka le'el the leka bal teisiv basiyas mitzvah shtei pa'amim. So doing the same mitzvah twice does not involve. We're in Kuf Chavches. Sif Chavches. We're in the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Vav. So we said, "Kinizka le'al de leka bal teisiv basiyas mitzvah shtei pa'amim." Yom likamak and chiyuva leka alav. Says the Mishnah Berurah that there is no formal obligation for him to do it a second time. Kevin shikvan nasi kapov b'yemzeh. Okay, now the Siv Gimel. So being there, he duchant once. He does not. He's not mechuyev to do it a second time. Ayn le'al the Mishnah Berurah Siv katan yud alef. Every single time when he does, he says a separate bracha. In 108, he says, the lomad came in nashim be mitzvah asay has my grandma. So either that's the source, or the Mechas Chinuch says maybe it's similar to tefillin, that you only have to put tefillin on once a day, but if you take them off and put them back on a second time, so you say a new bracha. So too, if he is oil leduchen a second time, he says another bracha. And he looks around, he sees that there's no one else, so he is mafsik in the middle. He's oil aduchin, right? So it's not considered to be a hefsik. And we've said that the whole inyan of nesias kapayim is during the tefillah. So he va'achar shi'igmar nesis kapayim yerid ma'aduchen v'yigmar tefilasi. Now you might ask, well, if he's already on the duchen, he's on the platform, so why move and finish your tefillah? Why finish your tefillah there? How should not to move a second time? After he finishes, he's in Baruch Aleinu. And he realizes that, it's Ritzei and there's no other Kayan, so he goes up. Says, Oil Leduchen. He doesn't see his Kapayim, so why don't he just at least stay there and finish? He goes back to where he was before.
That's to wash his hands and take his shoes off.
Okay, so look, number one, we said washing his hands is not ma'akiv. We said taking his shoes off is not ma'akiv. And it could be that as he's Oil Leduchen, he'll take his shoes off. That's not such a big deal. And washing his hands, if he knows that his hands are clean, we saw that it's not ma'akev.
Yeah.
But the question is, why not just at least stay there?
It's oil for him to stand there by himself, carrying to Dublin.
Imagine if someone's a little bit, to the left of the Aron Kodesh and just finishes down. It's not, So he says over here in 109, Ubitam adamash li yisayim ha-kainis tfilosoi al haduchen, he quotes a Radvaz, shetzorich shetie kol ha-tfila b'makam echad v'li b'shnei m'kaimis. Which is interesting, let's say you're diving on a plane, and let's say there's some of the bigger planes, there's a nice big area sometimes between the sections between the classes, and you go and you start diving, there's turbulence, like that, they start to go sit down, and you go sit down. So really, the best thing would be to kind of go back there afterwards and do so. I mean, I think in those situations where you don't know how long it would last, you just continue or you sit down. But ideally, you see from here, it's lechatchila, to finish in one place, not to daven in one place, not in two places, and so on. So that's what we say. Again, it's an amazing thing. So if there's one other kohen, even though we saw days that there's only a mitzvah spade rice, if there's two kohanim, because it says amar lahem, the lashon rabbim, so you might have thought that, you know, even if there's one other kohen there, maybe he still has to. One, if there's one, he doesn't have to. But if they say nu, you know, alei, go up, then he has to stop. Meaning, because we saw that once they tell him to go up, that's when the mitzvah is chal upon him. The whole makim shemafsik b'seichat tefila k'tilala seduchin tzarlach haragel k'tzas b'seichat tefila k'shem ashliach tzibur ritzei. So if he knows that he is going to be the only one and he's going to have to go to be able to do, then he has to kind of move his feet, take a step in the direction during ritzei. Let's see, he figures, you know, I've got another 25 seconds until they say atayiv shimcha lachon noe lahodos k'yanim. And it's only going to take me, you know, 3 seconds to get there. So, you know, a chaperein and another brach and so on. He at least needs to be oikeres raglov somewhat, take a step, during ritzei. As we said, he has to have been oikeres raglov during ritzei. Avalim loy oikeres raglov kishayim ha-shlich tzibur ritzei, eine rashi la'alais. As we saw, magen avram shem v'advaz, shach v'nei. Omnam el yirabim mefaktik be'ikr hetezeh shal hefzik be'emza tefila, tefila ba'amr le'alei. The Amu Gav the Tefila, the Rabbanani, and the Nesias Kapayim is the Araisa. Mikomak and Amshur, the Hamidu, Chachamim, the Vrema, Filu, Bim Kemase. It could be that the Chachamim said, you know, we want you to daven, do this mitzvah, the Rabbanan, even though there is a mitzvah, say, of Nesias Kapayim. The Chindas, again, Yavitz, Mesidur, Shola, Hapsik, Bim, Satfila, Nesias Kapayim, Kashem, the Babracha, Charis. Fascinating. Meaning he's finished atayv shimcha lachano elahodos. He's about to start sim shalom. It's the same sukim of nesina shalom to the arm that is me'ain. That is me'ain what he's about to engage in now anyway. Shema'ain sim shalom. Person is cheshbeding, you know, the speed it's going to take me pretty much to that place. So if he thinks he will be able to make it, he reckons by the time the shatz gets to Tev Shimcha, he'll be pretty much neck and neck with the shatz. Still, Jim would say, take one step, take a step, episomic. Yes, the gavim zedavke imhu muftach shle titrav baite the absent philosopher life achi asim b'chol gavim lehasik tefilasi v'sitich and dvarv shom ein shom. So that is the psak of the Eli Rabba. You know, the Mishnah word is not machria, as to whether or not you should go like the ikra din, what he said before, or like the Eli Rabba. Not clear. Chavtes koyin shaloi hispal ladayin amotzat tibur mispalim nesekapov. The ein hatzvila ma'akvosis. It's not that he needs to daven first and duchen afterwards, but he can do nesias kapayim first. Says the mishnah nesekapov im roya shikshiyale laduchen yaver zman hatzvila yelech lechatzar bezakneses vispal shom. So then you should leave and you should daven outside. Avolim omru leikodim ritzei alei, as we've seen many a time, tzach lalis. Dem layala eber vasei v'araisa. V'dach yitzkele d'rabon. If they tell him to go up, he goes up. You're going to miss zman tefila. What can you do?
Vasei v'araisa. You can force someone to do the tefila kapayim, if he doesn't want to?
Well, I mean, he doesn't want to because he wants to catch save zman tefila. That's what he wants to do. But they say no, alei, up you go. So then he thinks I haven't done the Shemoneh Esrei yet, and you know, says Mantvila is rapidly approaching. Too bad. The assay of Nesias Kapayim will be decha the Tvila. Dimli Kara Kriyashma Vareh Shikshiala Laduchan Yavaz Man Kriyashma. So this is already a Shaila Chamura. Kriyashma's Giraisa. So if he's going to be Ela Duchanami now, saves man Kriyashma's, what about 9:10? Right? It's getting earlier and earlier. So if he's Ela Duchan, he's going to miss saves man Kriyashma. Gamken, Yelav Gamken, Chatzabez, Knesset, Kriyashma, Amulei, Kriyadim, say, Alei, Yikra, Pasik Rishon, the Yale, the Yisakapo. So says the Magen Avraham and Shah Achrayim. Say the very first pasuk. Now, if you look in 115 and 115, he says, "Kaven shu midiraisa, k'meishu kasev abeis Yosef, mishne brosham kasev shnechlekub zeli." Shelim yeshem mishne brosham daiv a pasuk region. Yeshem shetzach the kara parsha region. Yeshem shetzach the kara says parsha shnia. So there are different days as to how much of kriyishma is diraisa. Presumably. He could say the first pasuk, the Amida, which you're supposed to do, and while he's on the duchen, go up to the platform and then say the rest, the first paragraph. With Shitas Rashi, is that the first parsha is the Araisa, Rashi in the first Mishnah and Brachas, and Rashi says that we in France, we daven Kriyashma, we daven Maariv early, we daven before Nacht, as was very common. in as is common now, and as was common already in the times of the Rishonim, they daven early. So Rashi says, okay, we daven early, we're not really Yetzah, because you have to say Kriyashma, Veshasha Kahanam Nechnasim Lechel Vetrimasim, which is Tzitzik Lechavim. So Rashi says, with Kriyashma Alamita, with Parsha Rishonim Yetzah. So it's a word from Rashi that the first Parsha is the Raisa, so ideally that is what he should do. Good. Says the Rabbi Vajan Lamed, Mi Shigesh Loi Mum, the fun of every other son who has a blemish on his face or hand, Kigayin Shame, Boy Hakaniois, Akumais, Akushais, Bakaniais, Pirish, Min Nega, Lovan, some type of white blemish, Rashi Pirish, Lintlish, Balaz, Akumais, Kufais, it's bent, Akushais, let's start in, it's kind of his hands are crooked. Rampish Akumish Shmis Akma Yoda Acharon, his hands kind of go backwards. Akushish in Yochal Chalik, its place is unable to divide his fingers. Akabonim, he has various blemishes. Loyis has cap of why? If Neisha Ammis Takum Boy. Because the concern is that that's going to cause people not to have Kavana, and they're going to be busy looking at him. Wadim, Nishiyesh Mumin Baraglov. He's got Mumin on his feet. The Makam Shin Laduchan Balay Bati Shekayim, in a place where they're Oil Laduchan without any socks. So he's got Mumim on his feet. The same would apply to Chemi, Shirira Yered Al Zakanai. So he has some type of a nasal drip on his beard. Shain of Zil for his Dima, or his conference hearing. Basically, there's something strange which is going to attract attention. The Chain Suma Be'echad Me'enav Le'yisus Kapov, not because there's a prerequisite that he has to be able to see to Duchen, but again, if his eye looks strange, and people will be perhaps looking at him, and again, the whole halach is quite a chiddush, because usually the Kohanim cover their heads, or the talis, and so on. Right, but nevertheless, is what we say.
So, here where it says Asuma, does it mean where he's visibly blind?
It means that it looks strange.
So, a regular blind person whose eyes look normal couldn't.
Then it's fine. In other words, there's no prerequisite that he has to be able to see in order to be able to do it. It's sad the fact that it looks strange. So look at the next phrase. Once it's everyone knows this fellow, everyone sees him, no one stares anymore because they know him and they know his matzav, then that's fine. Once he's been living in the city for 30 days, then that is considered to be dash. That's only if it's in his city. He goes for a visit to another town. Vishosham Shoshim, Loy, fascinating psak. He says, you go away on holiday, and you go somewhere for a month and a half. Even though you've been there for a month, he says, that's not enough. You have to be living there. Vafilo Loy Ba, I'm going to see it. The Bach disagrees. Vafilo Loy Ba, Lodo Sham Liyes Mibnei Ha'ir, and the Baal Liyes Sham Malamed, a Sefer, a Mishari, Shana Chatzi Shana, Hashim Dashmi, Irvishlashim Yed. Even if you don't plan on setting there forever, but your parent being there for a significant period of time, then that's called a dosh, but you're right, and is able to be a little duchen. says the Mishnah Berurah, Shein Be'akonyeis Koygam Aponav Hu Amanumra Benekudes Dakes Levanes, like, you know, white freckles. Fez and Amanumar and Benekudes Dakes Shakirin Zuma Sprinklin, which is freckles of sorts. In Shkir Sham Af Dalehavi Revan Shemakim Kah, he's his capital, that's really fine. Boy, Shehu Davra Hamatmiya, I mean, it's going to look like a strange thing. So again, the concern is that people will be detracted. We said if a person goes up barefoot without bati shakayim, hainukein puzma kei shalano, similar to the socks which we wear, then hayada shatam the mumut pesel befan of the other raglav, chayin b'cholahani umishum the chashim shistakle. But it's only because of the concern that people will gaze at him and that will detract. It's no longer such a chiddush. Gotta wake the dead. Isa b'shas the pecheach leyisus kap of the gnai hu letzibo. Mao pecheach? What's a pecheach? Vur el and semenun gimel ein shama. So he reminds us of what this is. The enemy in 120 Misha because of Karua of Israelis of Tzif of Megulim. Someone who, right, some might say this, some might say someone who has a short sleeve shirt is called a Pecheach. Right? It could be that it's even more than that. He says that that his, you know, his clothes are torn. He says Israelis of his arms Uksif of Megulim and his shoulders. So, you know, and if that's what they call it here, a tank top, you know, a type of t-shirt where it's, you know, just kind of, is that what they call it over here, a tank top?
Yeah.
Yeah? So if the shoulders are visible, then that is called a pecheach. We said a pecheach is not supposed to daven, is not supposed to daven the yomid, and so on. Okay. Good. Now we said, where are we holding? Yeah. Right, so we said, if you have someone who's not able to control their stomach, they should not duchen if it's going to be difficult for them to hold themselves back. Best thing is to leave before the tzeif. Hedech Bakroi, the city that goes temporarily to a different town. They're not familiar with his mum. We said therefore, we said in such a case, he shouldn't do it. Yet if you look in the Bi'ur Halacha, Hedech Bakroi, Mishabura, I'm Mother of Ram Shevi Dasa Bach, Shechol Galav. Says the Bach, look, he goes to another town. He goes for, you know, once he goes for more than 30 days, then we should also say that they're ragel by, and that is the psak of the Bach. He says, in Elavusha, it's Talmud, Pichad, Shachrenim, Kulam, Eskim, Ladas, Shachnarach, Ha'adim, Chassad, Ke'in, Hachra, Bezeh. He says, look at the Imhaya, Bevesa, Knesses, Bishar, Shachrenim, Kehanim. If this fellow is there when they call Kehanim, then the Gab Akar Beritza Yalan. So, you know, he's been there, he's going to be in this strange town, the town which he's visiting, for 30 days, and he happens to be there when they say Yalan, or they would say, or can they say Kahanim, then he should go up.
Isn't the case always he's going
to
be there?
Well, no, we said your best thing is to leave beforehand, so he doesn't get into this type of a quandary. We said, Ella the giving shall come upon him the ball, the shtakir sham, lays his man, beginning this with an imay, the hurgulagum, beshleshim yem. We said, therefore, the best thing is him to leave because it could be that maybe he is obligated. Lamed alav, id minagamokam, lishalshulakanim, talis alatuneyem. As we mentioned, if they lower the talis over their faces, if any age befun of the other kama mumim, he is his capital, then none of the aforementioned applies because his face is covered. Hagar, Radafkim Hayu Yodov Rifnim Minatalis, Abumheim Bachutz, Lehmani Atalis Liyodov. So, if we mentioned this different days, is whether they have the hands outside or the hands inside. If the hands are inside, then the concern is maybe they're going to be looking at their hands. Hands outside, maybe we're going to be looking at our hands. There's different days as to whether the hands are inside or outside. Obviously, if the hands are outside, then it wouldn't help. Now, let's see Lamed Beis. Hayu yadav tzvuyes istisupua. Istisupua, perish minute swim. They have different colors, laisis kapav, for the same reason they should amistakin behem. The imuroyu for ear, malachtam betach. Everyone, the painters and so on, yisis kapav. Whoever knows that this chap has got orange hands because he's always got paint on his hands, then he can do it. I mentioned not so long ago there was over Yom Tov, there was a chap who was duchening like bright orange socks, like, you know, like strong, you know. And I thought that might be yeah. He's not able to articulate the words clearly. Again, Shaimar Alfin, Einin, Ula Einin, Alfin, which pretty much excludes all Ashkenazi. You know, an Ashkenazi doesn't differentiate between an Aleph and an Ayin. Vachyetz Bezel, Yisa Eskapov, says the Mishabun Kufchav, Ruadin, Mishakir, Lechasin, Hayin, which again, according to the Sfaradim, hat. You know, they also kind of, they do differentiate between a hay and a ches, but it's not, it sounds similar, but there's a difference. A shakira le shi bailis, si bailis. They're not able to differentiate between a shin sound and a sin sound. In kol b'nei yirei kirinkach, mutali sekapov kapayim sham ba'isimakam. Which is quite fascinating. I mean, it seems to be that, you know, you're going to hear them mispronounce and say, hey, that's, you know, that's strange. But if everyone speaks like that, then it's okay. But times because of the mizvanish ruyu bnei amenu ein yegim lahavchin bein havaras ayin laalef. We don't know the difference between these two. Mamela mutali sakapov. It's okay. V'yesh emim oid. Those who say further this, and they say the b'mdinas rustish v'ginin harbi likrei shibaylis sibaylis. They don't pronounce the shin sound. After Klal Anshei Medina Yoidem Ahefresh Shevein Shin Yemanes Kesmoilis Yekoma Kamuta Lisa Kapov, which is fascinating. So the Taz says they're not so careful to differentiate between a Shin and a Sin. It is okay. In Tzadik Gimel Mishat Zion, he says the Prima Godim and the Graz Mefakpekim Alzeh Ein Sham. Over there they say they're not so happy with someone who does not differentiate between a Shin and a sin sound. Lama Dalit, Kotinshli Havi, Shti Cyrus, Ainanes has Kappa, Bifne Atzme Klau. So you have, let's say, 11-year-old kid, he's the only kid, and sure, he's not old, but if there's others there, then he is little maid Ulis Chanech. So it doesn't say that he needs to be there with his father necessarily, as long as he's with Kahanim Achirim. Then he is Nesilum in his Hanif. Immediately, Shri Cyrus, Nesis Kapov, a few of the Abs, we want to discuss Shri Cyrus, he's Nesis Kapov, Miu Dafke, Ba Kroy, Ba Alma, Shri Pekvius, Adji, Smali, Zakone, meaning, well, he has to have a fair amount of hair. The Oz, Oz, Yochalisa Kapov, a few of the Yachidi Bekeva, the Cholchigi, Lashonim, Shroy, Smali, Zakone, once he reaches the age and stage where the assumption is that he should have hair, that is what we say in many places, in many areas of halacha. It doesn't need to be that he actually has it, but as long as he has the potential, exactly. Let's just see one or two Mishnah Berurahs with Sichlei Hevi. V'imnasa ben yudgimol shana v'yem echad talin and lenin zesh mistama hevi shti Cyrus. We assume that he does. V'kim shepos kerema la'el v'simonin hei v'sif hei behaga. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the footnote in 129, he says, like the Mishnah Berurah there explains, Shavitin of the Rabban and Simch Mal Chazaka Shavriv Anshe Anoshim Shegiu Lechal Shonim Heviu Shtei Cyrus. So, how does that work? So, what's the Pshat? Why are we saying that if he's 13 years old exactly, we assume that he has Shtei Cyrus? Why would we say that? Ainus Hiskapim is Dir Raisa. So why are we saying that we rely on the Chazak of the Rava? The Shantim says that the Magen Avraham disagrees, and the Magen Avraham says you don't. I would have thought, like the Magen Avraham, that you don't, because why is this not a Shavu D'Oraisa? Why would this not be a shayla with the rice? So why isn't this his kapan, not a mitzvah rice? The whole time we've been saying, you know. No, but we only rely on this the makam under the rabbanan. But we just saw previously, if a person, if it's almost saves man tefillah, and so on, he should go outside. No, better to go outside. This way you can chaper on even the tefillahs of the rabbanan. This is deraisa. The whole time we've been damning this as a deraisa. So why are we relying on the chazaka of the Rava? Okay, I'm not sure. I'll take it. I'll come back to that. Okay, I'll pick it up tomorrow. It's a shabbat.